see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
A blunt assessment from US President Donald Trump on the strength of a ceasefire with Iran and the state of negotiations on a peace deal.
It's unbelievably weak, I would say. I would call it the weakest right now after reading the piece of garbage they sent us. I didn't even finish reading it. I said, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's on life support. They understand. These are all medical people. Dr. Oz, life support is not a good thing. Do you agree?
Bad prognostic.
I would say the ceasefire is on massive life support, where the doctor walks in and says, sir, your loved one has approximately a 1% chance of living.
Spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry, Esmail Baghaei, says Iran is not demanding excessive concessions from the United States.
Is our proposal for safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz an excessive demand? Is an important issue such as establishing security and peace throughout the entire region, including Lebanon, an irresponsible demand?
He says it's the US making the unreasonable demands.
However, unfortunately, the American side still insists on its one-sided views and unreasonable demands, based on mindsets that are largely shaped by the Zionist regime.
In a press conference from the Oval Office, President Trump says Iran earlier promised to give the United States its nuclear material.
So, sir, are you saying that Iran has agreed to allow the removal of all their enriched uranium?
Yeah. Well, they did it 2 days ago. They did 2 days ago. They said, you're going to have to take it. We were going to go with them. But they changed their mind because they didn't put it in the paper. So when they sent us this document that we waited 4 days for, that should have taken 10 minutes to do, look, very simple. We get that. They guarantee no nuclear weapons for a very long period of time and a couple of other minor things, but they just can't get there. So they agree with us and then they take it back.
Despite the ceasefire agreed last month, both sides have exchanged fire in recent days, and fighting has also flared between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Speaking to American network CBS's 60 Minutes program, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu says a critical goal is getting nuclear material out of Iran. Speaking with Major Garrett, he also says the war in Lebanon should remain separate from the war in Iran.
Is it possible, Mr. Prime Minister, that the war with Iran could end, but the war with Hezbollah could continue? That these would be separate and divergent battlefields?
They should be. What Iran would like to do is to say, no, you know, if we achieve a ceasefire here, we want a ceasefire
there. They do, clearly.
You know why? Because they want Hezbollah to stay there and continue to torture Lebanon, continue to hold its people hostage, and continue to...
Will you accept that?
No.
Hostilities between Israel and the Iranian-backed militia Hezbollah in Lebanon have continued, despite a truce announced last month. Lebanon's health ministry says 74 people have been killed in Israeli strikes along the border with Israel in recent days. Israel announced 47-year-old warrant officer Alexander Glovanyov was killed in a Hezbollah attack at the weekend. US President Donald Trump heads to China this week, where he's expected to ask President Xi Jinping to pressure Iran into making concessions and end the current limbo.
But a lot of good things can happen. Now, we'll be talking about, I mean, he'll bring up Taiwan, I think, more than I will. But I think that a discussion will be a little bit about a little bit about energy and about the very beautiful country of Iran.
Beijing buys most of Iran's oil, with some estimates putting it at 80 or 90% of the country's shipped oil. Karen Thomas, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.